and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along. It is Breakfast Roll to Cooper and Una. And the first thing that Una did when she came into studio was what exactly?
Called you a pervert.
No. Oh my God. She's at it already. No, she came over my side of the desk. And there's a chair. Now, this is the studio that we record this in is a standing up studio.
Well, you can make it a sit down studio if you want.
Well, you do.
I do.
But like the chair was over here, you just came over, stood behind the chair, and then just laughed to yourself as you walked around to the other side of the desk with the chair.
Well, look, it's not like you were going to use the chair. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's good for you to stand.
It's good for you to stand.
No, someone your age needs to exercise.
I stand enough. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm really comfortable in my chair, yes. Thank you.
Excellent. Jackets off.
Jackets off.
No snacks or treats with you?
No, I left my purple snack outside and I'm too lazy to get up and get it.
Actually, I want to ask you something in a few minutes. First up, though, you went to town and calling me a slaphead.
This is very serious music, you know, because a case has happened in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
In Sheffield, actually. I've been to Sheffield. And somebody has won a harassment case against their boss because their boss called them Baldy.
Is that not like, you know, a term of affection?
Oh, I don't know, Una. But like, it's mad. So he basically got this case and went to court, and apparently there was a jury and everything, and I think it was a very unfair jury, because a lot of the jury were also short of hair on the top.
So what happened? Did your man have to pay a fine, or was he compensated, the guy who was called Bald?
He'd be compensated, he'd be fine, the whole lot. But they're saying that it's sexual harassment.
How is it sexual harassment to call someone?
They're comparing it to commenting on a woman's breasts in the workplace.
Really, your head and breasts?
Yeah. So, what have you got to say to me now? I am unfortunate to actually. Do you know what? I'm going to own it. Do you know what? It's like, there's a worn patch where my headphone band sits.
Yeah.
I've been wearing headphones all my life. Came out with a pair of headphones on my head. It's like people from Kilkenny to come out with a hurl in their hand. I come out with a pair of headphones, and it's worn a little bit of a thing on the top of my head. And because of your kind of abuse that you give me, calling me Baldy. In fact, you've called me Slaphead a few times.
I was just going to say, Slaphead.
This is bled into my family as well.
Oh,
really? My daughter will walk by and pat me on the top of the head going, all right, Slappy.
Hey! Baldy locks.
So, is this... Baldy locks?
Yeah!
So, if
what
this...
What are you going to do? Take me to court?
If this... Well, no. I'm just going to, like, I'm going to own it and jump on board and take...
I didn't say anything about your boobies, so you can't...
Well, that means that if you can say things about my bald patch, I can now comment on...
Go on.
Not a chance
go
am
on.
I going to...
Oh, go on! I'd have you by the short and curlies. Update.
There you go. Talking about me upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah, listen. The scalp whisperer over there.
Wow.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, now I have enough evidence to at least have audio evidence to bring you to court.
What about your slap head?
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about your tatties.
What?
I'm sorry.
What are you talking about now?
Is this about the man won the case?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he said it was sexual harassment,
yeah.
Which is ridiculous. It's not sexual harassment.
No.
He said it equated to someone talking about your boobies.
Yeah.
And you threatened to comment on my boobies.
Now, no, I never did.
Yes, you did. So I double dare you to say something about my boobies now.
No.
Hey.
Absolutely not.
What's wrong with my boobies? You say there's something wrong with my boobies. They're lovely.
Hey, I wonder what our survey says about them.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh my God, you've named them.
Of course.
Donna, what's the survey asking us this morning to try and figure out 087-1102-107?
In a list of things that start your day off the wrong way, this came out second. What is it?
Oh, crikey. Came out second.
Yeah, go on. Get it off your chest, Coop.
This morning started my day off because I fell back asleep after my alarm.
So. Oh, my God.
And then you re-wake up and go, oh, God, what time is it?
Oh, it was late.
I told you, that is the problem with your snoozes. You're going to go back to sleep.
I didn't have a snooze. That's the thing.
What do you mean?
I didn't have a snooze on the alarm. It was literally just get up.
Oh, have you started doing that now?
Yeah,
so just I don't believe you. One alarming up.
Every now and then I listen to you.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good.
It's not the answer.
Not going to happen again, though. I'm going to put those snoozes on. Yeah. Jesus. I was just like, what the hell? I woke up in a panic. I don't even know if I've got clean underwear on. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God. Why did you tell us that? Why did you have to say that?
So I could do this.
Coming on, talking about your... Well, you're a pervert.
You're the one going around slapping my bald head. Saying,
I didn't slap your bald head. Slap head. Baldy locks. Wow. Anyway, so is it misjudging the level of greasiness of your hair and be like, ah, I'll get away with another day of dry shampoo.
I don't have the luxury of that.
And then you get up and you're like, oh God, the dry shampoo isn't even going to work today. It's going to be a bad one.
Yeah, no, that's a good shout.
It's
a
great shout. Great guess.
It's not the answer, though.
All right, we need some guesses on 087-110-2107. Here's the question.
In a list of things that start your day off the wrong way, this came out second. What is it?
087-110-2107. What do you reckon it is? All right, some loads of really good guesses coming in on 087-110-2107. We're trying to figure out the answer to this.
In a list of things that start your day off the wrong way, this came out second place. What is it?
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky.
Would the answer to Scanny's added today be having your co-worker Larry giving you a punch in the face?
If you listen to the show regularly, Larry... actually, we haven't heard from Larry this morning. Maybe he's in court for punching his co-worker.
Co-worker in the face.
All right,
punch in the face.
Would it be that you don't have any milk for your coffee or tea in the morning?
Yeah, that's bad.
Imagine having to have a black coffee.
So I like black coffee now, but yeah, I didn't used to. Yeah, no, it's not the answer.
I think it'd be more of a case of like if there wasn't coffee, then you'd be upset.
Oh,
yeah,
the coffee machine's broken.
That'd be
here.
Bad. Oh. Those are grim mornings.
Things that start your day off the wrong way.
Is it when you get into the van first thing in the morning and 2FM comes on instead of iRadio?
Yuck.
Oh. Be raging. Don't need that pantomime in your ears after time in the morning. Is that it?
Won't be wrong, but it's not the right answer.
I'm
I've got
surprised.
Written down. Yeah.
Good morning, folks. Aiden here. How y'all doing?
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Yeah, good.
For something that's going to ruin your day, it has to be horrible traffic. And so you end up tired and pissed off and grumpy by the time you even get to the office. Your day's ruined before you even get to work.
Yeah.
Has to be traffic. Especially in Dublin. Jesus.
Oh, I know.
Oh, stop the lights. I had my first experience on the M50 at 4:30 yesterday evening. 3 hours it took me to get home. It was bumper to bumper.
You should know not to go near the M50 after 2 and before 8.
It was an experience I never want to happen again.
Imagine people just sitting that daily.
Oh, absolutely. Heroes. Yeah. Heroes.
There you go.
It's not bad traffic. No, that's number one, to be fair.
Oh!
So, yeah, but we're looking for number two.
Morning, guys. Is it when you wake up on Monday and realise that Barry Dunn didn't bother ringing you on Friday? You didn't win the cash call, and therefore you do, in fact, have to get yourself out of bed and go to work.
That's got
to
be it, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Let's get one more.
Tanya and Womble here heading to walk.
So was it Tanya and the Womble?
Womble.
Yeah. Amazing.
That sounds like a name for a band, Tanya and the Womble.
Tanya and the Womble.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm on board. Now my new favourite WhatsAppers.
We think it's either you've no toilet roll for a number two, there's nothing worse when you go in the toilet and there's absolutely nothing and you're
she's right.
dying to go, or you've no milk for your tea or coffee.
Very different.
Very different.
But they're both good guesses.
Both white.
Yeah, that's true. Jesus. Yeah, no, it's not the answer.
Oh, that was brilliant.
That's great, though. There's no worse. His heart sinks when you're like, oh, you go for it, and you're like, oh, no, God, right.
And what do you do in that situation?
You've got to wait till no one's in and waddle to the next cubicle.
Yeah, do you shout for help? Or do you ring someone?
For somebody who's...
Experience, 10 past 10, my friend.
If you're in a public situation where you're just like, all right, there's no toilet roll in here, you knock next door to the ladies. and if there's no one in there, you go and steal a roll of toilet roll in there and come back out again.
Okay.
Oh, this is before you've started.
This is before you've started.
Oh, yeah. I'm not like you know, like hopping in with me tray around my ankles.
Okay. I'll go.
Yeah, good idea.
I feel a social experiment coming up. All right. What's the answer,
Donald? Answer is this starts you morning off the wrong way. It's when you realise when you got out the door, you've got your charger and your phone's on 2%. And you can't do much about it.
Yeah, but you have freedom. You have freedom for a day.
This is true, unless the boss or someone's trying to ring you.
Yeah, exactly.
As she said,
you have freedom. Are you
on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
We had fun on Rhyme It today. I got to tell a child to be quiet.
Oh my God. I cannot believe that you did that. Wait till you hear this. A 10-month-old baby crying in the background, and see what your man over here says to her.
A little bit of respect. Your mother's on the radio.
Rhyme it just a little bit.
Playing Rhyme It this morning is Noreen in Clonmacnoise. Good morning, Noreen.
Hi, Noreen.
Hi, everyone.
That's not easy to say, is it? Morning, Noreen.
Gosh, I got called worse, don't worry.
Yeah, you're a teacher. What should they be calling you?
Well, most of them call me Noreen. Some say teacher.
What?
I don't ever call you ma'am.
Well, someone called me granny one day.
I love it. Come here, Noreen, you were celebrating recently because you achieved an amazing thing with you and your body. What was it?
Oh, yeah. In the last year, I've lost 5 stone. Wow. So I was walking towards going to New York.
That is incredible. 5 stone?
And then I went to New York and I gained it all back.
Yay! That's literally 2 bags of concrete. It's...
What?
Yeah. It's 32 kilograms or 70 pounds. The size of a large fridge is what you lost, which is fantastic.
You're an inspiration, Noreen. Seriously.
Thanks, guys.
Kamir, how was New York? Was it amazing?
Oh, Jesus. It was crazy. Like, we had Angelina's Bakery right across the way from our hotel. So I was in there multiple times a day. It was unreal. 9/11 was just... It was actually... We all know what happened in 9/11, but actually going to the ground... It was so eerie and really, really emotional.
It is. It is fantastic.
Unreal experience.
Did you see any shows while you were over there?
Oh, Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge?
Oh, yes.
It's on in Dublin at the moment. You need to go all the way to up in the Borgash.
Oh,
wasting your money.
Was it fabulous, Noreen?
It was. Oh, it's unreal. The shopping basket was full of laundry after I seen it.
Woo! Yowza!
Oh, my God.
Tassels.
Very good. All right, that's something to look forward to when you send in pictures. All right. Noreen, do you know how to play Rhyme It?
Look, I'm going to give it a slash anyway.
Okay, so we're going to give you a word, then we're going to ask you a load of questions. Every question's answer will rhyme with that word. Your word this morning to rhyme with is?
Nope. N-O-P-E.
Nope.
Oh,
God.
Okay. All right. Your 30 seconds start now.
A feeling of expectation and desire. Oh. A slang word some people use to express approval. A sniper would use this on his gun to magnify a distant target.
Scope.
If your walk is getting steeper, you're walking on a what?
Slope.
If someone is down and in bad form, they tend to what?
Mope.
A slow pace between a trot and a gallop.
Oh, pass.
This person is the ruler of the smallest country in the world.
Time is up.
Oh, God, I was going to say the Pope.
And it would have been the right answer.
It was the Pope. You missed out on question 6, a slow pace between a trot and a gallop. A lope, that's a mad one, isn't it? I wouldn't have known that.
No, never getting that.
Yeah, so Pope was question 7. You got 5. It's nothing to be ashamed of, but it matches the amount of stone that you lost.
Hey! There
you go. Yeah, 5's
the
magic number.
There you go. All right, listen. Love to the class.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Shut up.
Oh my God. You know the way this year I'm not kind of feeling the whole kind of festive vibe.
You never do.
This year in particular, I don't know what it is, but I did something yesterday that might make you proud.
You bought a Christmas present for someone.
I bought advent calendars for everyone at home.
What kind?
Cadbury.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. My advent calendar thinks it's Christmas already.
all year round.
I just got gum. Yeah, so Christmas Day at my house.
Yeah, it's not a 24-hour calendar.
Yeah.
yeah, so everybody was delighted that I got them their advent calendars.
And when are you going to start with your advent calendars? What is it, like 12?
The first of December.
It's the 1st of December?
Yeah.
So there's 25 chocolates in them?
No, 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then
we'll see how long they last in your house. You think people are going to wait till the 1st of December?
Yeah.
Oh, which is only, oh my God.
It's on Monday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you've nothing done.
I don't even have my Christmas tree up.
Oh my God.
I know.
You always say it goes up on the 1st of November.
And it usually does go up on the 1st of November, but I've just had so much going on. I haven't had to, oh my God, I need to get my Christmas tree up. This is shocking.
Ha ha, I'm rubbing off on you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No Grinchy vibes, please.
Two weeks before Christmas is plenty of time.
God, I'd be lucky if I get it up 2 weeks before Christmas at this stage.
We were talking about something that happened to a listener that went for a little... They were caught short on the beach. And we listen.
And we don't judge.
We have a new thing and it's going to be called... We listen and we don't judge. What is it all about?
So last week we got a message into the show because me and you, we were talking about how Cooper has never had to hide his wife while she did a wee at a festival or a concert or outdoors. Oh, he's just never done it.
You've never had to do it.
My kids
heard that on our podcast, Great Episode, and they were like, what the hell is she talking about? Now you bring a mum to a field. And yeah, I'm like, no.
Yeah, but you need to, because it's a rite of passage in life.
I asked her, she doesn't want to go.
She doesn't want to go to the field. Okay. Because you close the doors, you never leave the door. Anyway, so this led to someone sending us what is quite possibly the best, slightly disturbing message I have ever read in my life. Now, and I am not exaggerating. I am not hyperbole. I'm not. It's real. You need to hear this.
Now, don't say disturbing because we listen.
And we don't judge.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's almost like a confession.
Okay.
And they need to be absolved. And we are going to absolve them. And we want other people to see what they think.
Okay.
Should they be
087-110-2107. All right. That is on the way. You don't want to miss it. I'm buzzed about this, Suna.
Yeah, you should be buzzed about this.
So this is a new thing we're calling We Listen and we don't judge. All right. Okay.
Okay. So as I was saying last week, we got a message into the show because we were talking about how Cooper has never hidden his wife when she needed to do a wee at a festival or an outdoor concert or outdoors anywhere. You just haven't done it. Okay, it's not your thing. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So
there's a toilet block in the VIP area in it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
oh my God.
There you go. Notions. So this led to a listener sending us what is the best message I have ever read in my life. So, hey Cooper and Una, I just heard you speaking about wilder peas. Wilder peas is an outside wee.
Okay.
Yeah. I can go one up on that, but it's mortifying, but we're all human, so hey ho. I was on the beach. I needed to do a poo. I headed to the sand dunes and I did my business. I cleaned myself up and was about to leave when a German shepherd bounded over the dunes, oh God, followed by an old man who picked up my poo with his gloved hand and apologised to me profusely. I'm still mortified and it haunts me to this day. I mean, what would you do in a situation like that?
So, did the man think that the dog did the poo?
Obviously, the man thought that it was the dog doing the poo. Oh, God. Like, you couldn't actually say, no, don't. That's not the dog's. Oh, God.
What have you got to say about this, Una?
We listen.
And we don't judge.
Hey.
So this is, I suppose, a chance for you to get these little bits and pieces off your chest. You can stay anonymous if you like. We won't read out your name. And even if you want to send a voice note, we can disguise your voice.
Yeah. Like, does a conversation need to be had about, you know, I don't know, maybe having more port-a-loos on beaches and outdoor places?
Who's going to pay and clean for it?
Who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
I don't know. The taxpayers.
Can't get the holes in the road fixed. Never mind the hole on the beach.
There was other options maybe there. Like the water.
Ah, doing it in the...
Oh.
It's a floater! I don't know.
Listen,
nature calls. You were only human.
And
so.
Somebody cleaned it up.
And somebody cleaned it up in front of you and apologised to you for the trouble. Okay.
I can picture it now. He's there and he's got it in his hand. He's just like, oh, it's kind of warm.
Oh, stop it.
Has anything similar happened to you or something that you've done that you're absolutely embarrassed or mortified about? And you want to just get it off your chest, because we will help you out on this, because myself and Una,
we listen and we don't judge.
So we were talking about this poor unfortunate woman. Actually, she got away with it.
She got away with it, yeah.
So she was doing a business on the beach. Nature came calling.
And, yeah, so she headed to the sand dunes. She did the business. She was about to head off, and then she noticed a big German shepherd running across the sand, bounded over the dunes, followed by an old man who proceeded to pick up her poo with a gloved hand and apologise to her, because obviously he thought it was his dog's poop. Oh, God, I just can't. I can't.
We listen and we don't judge.
And I'm so not judging, but I am. I'm cringing. All of me is just cringing.
It's fine.
Okay.
087-1-102-107.
I remember going swimming with my cousins in Connemara when we were young. A floater popped up beside us. Oh. And to this day, none of us has admitted who it was. All I know is it wasn't me. Sarah Jane and Leek Slip.
Could have been just a fish. Could have been just a fish. But who was it? Sarah, was it?
Sarah Jane.
Hey, Sarah Jane, we listen
and we don't judge.
My wife made a confession to me one day.
We've disguised this person's voice. Their wife made a confession to the other day.
She has only had very vanilla relations previously.
So only had very vanilla relationships. Kind of standard.
Yeah.
You know, missionary life and all that, okay?
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to explore the wilderness.
Wanted to go outdoors.
Okay.
That's what you've been trying to encourage me to
I have not been trying to encourage you and Lisa to do. I've been trying to encourage you.
You want her to pee in a field?
I want her to pee in a field, and I want you to cover her while she pees, because it's a trust exercise. It's all about trust. Would you cover her while she pees? Be a gentleman.
Anyway, this person, their wife wanted to get a bit more adventurous out in the wilderness.
Right.
And they weren't too keen on it, so they had to tell a porcupine.
Told the porky.
Yeah.
And said, I'm not comfortable with that sort of stuff. She was a little heartbroken. And so was I.
Aww. Come on! Apparently, if you stand and you hold a coat over you, it's all right. But listen, thank you so much for that message. And all the ones that we got in on 087-1-102-107. And there's one thing that you just have to remember about this. And it's one of our favourite things now, and that is...
We listen.
And we don't judge. That's beautiful. I love it.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Who's up for a game? And the game is called Truth or Trash. All right, Truth or Trash. It is a game where we come with facts. We all learn something, and then we all learn something about Una's imagination.
No, that's not true. I've got facts all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
So, whether they're true or not, that's the name of the game. All right, Donald, have you got a fact for us, please?
I do indeed, yes. It's illegal, I like laws at the minute, in Portugal for employers to contact employees outside of work hours.
In whereabouts?
Portugal.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's true. Sounds like a Lisbon vibe. Yeah.
Living in Lisbon.
Very chill. The quality of life there is supposed to be high, high, high.
It's a lot of Bauer Media stations in Portugal, and I wonder if... Yeah.
Are you saying you want to be moved to Portugal, Donald?
No, I'm just wondering if...
Can you speak Portuguese? Do you like Bad Bunny?
No.
You don't like Bad Bunny?
No, I don't speak Portuguese.
Well, man, you're in Portuguese. Beautiful language.
Yeah. I can say good night in Portuguese.
Off you go, go.
Boa Noite. You're welcome.
Boa in Noite.
Boa. No. Boa Noite. Yeah.
I'll find out if that's real.
No, do you do that?
Yeah, I know loads of people who speak Portuguese.
I'm going to say that is definitely true.
I know that this... I've heard something about a law like this, but I have a funny feeling it's France.
Okay. So what are you saying?
I will throttle you if you have just changed the country.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do that
anymore.
You're
not allowed to do that.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's like, that's it's as criminal as doing an animal fact where you just change a small thing of the fact. If you've gone and changed the country,
you're in trouble.
You better, like, run.
Okay.
I'm saying trash that it's probably France or something, so I'm locking that in.
I can say it's true.
And very best of luck to
you. They're running away.
Yeah.
It is true. It is Portugal. Oh,
yeah. Wow. That was so close.
Lucky for me.
Woo! Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Go
Today's
on.
A big day in America.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Thanksgiving in the USA. Mm. There you go. Penny dropped a Nuna's head there.
Yeah.
Families gather and eat what we call Christmas dinner. We would call it a Christmas dinner because they literally have what we would have on Christmas Day on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They don't really do that on Christmas Day in the States. Well, according to my sister anyway. And they even have a parade. It's televised. Big parade, lots of things.
Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah. Thank you. it's as big as St. Patrick's Day it is. And because of the food, they would have mashed potatoes, okay? Mm-hmm. And the first Thanksgiving dinner is where mashed potatoes was created. But it was created by mistake. A massive barrel of boiled spuds fell off the back of a cart and the horse behind trampled them into mash. And that's where they got mashed potatoes. In fact, the, the pilgrims?
Yeah.
Mm. They called it tater slop is what they called it.
Tater slop.
Tater slop. So there you go. That's my fact. Tater slop or mashed potatoes as we know it was invented the first Thanksgiving.
And if they were Scottish pilgrims, they would have called them tatty slop. Taddies.
Yep.
What?
She said it again.
I did.
You did.
I'm going to say that that's trash.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's definitely trash.
I'm going to say true because I don't know. I'm going to go with true, yeah.
Okay, lock it in.
Lock it in.
All right. Your locking in button isn't working.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, no, that is 100% trash.
Yeah.
I made it. Could have happened. Hey. We don't know. There was no iPhones then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Mashed potatoes is not slop.
Yeah, but they're pilgrims. They didn't know.
Food of kings. Food of champions. Sponsor Superfood. Anyway, my turn.
I can't believe you said tat.
I thought tatty.
She said it again. All right, come on. Una's fact, here we go.
Sorry, no, just a word is going around in my head.
Is it beginning with T and ending with S?
No. When I was in Scotland and I worked in a bar, they used to call me a tatty muncher. Because I was Irish. Oh, yeah. Anyway, right, my fact. There is a pub in Prague called O'Shea's after Che Guevara. O'Shea's.
In Prague?
In Prague, after the Argentinian Revolutionary, right? Guevara was actually a descendant of Galway native Patrick Lynch. So it is an Irish pub, okay? O'Shea's. But O'Shea's has now changed its name to Olay's ahead of the World Cup playoff in Prague in March, when we face the Czech Republic. And every time the door opens to O'Shea's, this music plays. Because they've changed it to Olay. O'Shea, Olay. And you open the door and that music plays. Do you know what I mean?
No.
What?
No.
Why don't you just look at me saying no?
No way. No way would the staff put up with that. It's bad enough when you walk into a garage and goes, did you have petrol or diesel?
No.
There's no way you're going into a pub into Prague and it's like...
But it's an Irish pub. And that is...
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Every time you walk in, that chimes off.
Yeah.
Absolutely nonsense.
People would love it.
They wouldn't.
The goosebumps. I'm telling you.
They'd be... Listen, I get the, you know, how amazing it is, but like, if you imagine the amount of people walking through that pub in just every few minutes. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It make you not want to go in.
Yeah. Make you not want to... Why not?
Because that goes off every time.
No, you'd be proud to hear that, Dom. Yeah, how don't very know. Dare you?
If anything went
back
off every
off,
time.
Back off,
I'm saying trash.
But did you not think O'Shea, Olay, that it's kind of a clever tactic for them to use.
Oh, it is a brilliant made of fact.
And to bring people in.
It is ring them up and tell them to do it. Yeah,
you should.
Well, it's a little true and it's a little trash, right? There is a pub in Prague called O'Shea's after Che Guevara, and Che Guevara does have Irish blood. He was descended from Galway native Patrick
Seamus
Lynch.
O'Gara.
Yeah, oh, well. Yeah. And so it is it is an Irish pub, but I made up the Olé part and all the rest of it, yeah.
You're not going to do that anymore. It's like changed the country from a fact.
That was a really clever fact.
No,
I really enjoyed that fact. O'Shea's, Olé's. And it's topical, it's current, and I got to play Put Him Under Pressure as well. So I'm ticking all of the boxes with your stupid fact about tatties.
It always gets to this time of the day that you start to get delirious.
Lazy.
Yeah, I literally cannot wait to see what happens on the podcast later on. If you are in this mood right now. Oh my God. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? You dissing my fact.
You dissing my fact. You're such a pervert.
You're a get up in my business.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
You all right over there?
You are slagging me for my ailments. That is another thing that I'll have to go to HR with. That you're talking about my boobies. You're talking about my boobies. And now you're slagging me for coughing.
Do you know by...
This is supposed to be a safe space.
I tell you what, were you not told as a child that if you told lies that your tongue would turn black?
I was told that, yeah.
Yeah, look at it, black as the night. Anyway, we were talking about myths that we were told as kids.
So something happened the other day in the office and no joking allowed. Everybody nearly vomited. Because Donald has a habit of cracking his neck.
I do.
You know the way people, they sit there and they'll crack their knuckles, and you know, I'll hold my hands up. I crack my knuckles.
I crack my knuckles too.
But it's not so loud.
Ooh,
when you do your neck, it actually sounds like you've died.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Donald. Don't do it.
It's not that loud.
It is. It really is. Like it's disturbing.
It's like a massive crack, and when you do it, it echoes.
Yeah, it echoes. It's like you're at the chiropractor or something.
Yeah, but it feels,
you really go for
it's
it.
It's like that. It feels good. It's the
it doesn't
release,
feel good for everyone else, and surely it can't be good for your neck to be doing that willy nilly whenever you feel like it.
No, but this got me because family have said this recently. You'll get arthritis if you crack your knuckles, and that's just not true. It's been proved to not be true. It's air between your joints and stuff.
Bubbles popping. Yeah. You must have a big, massive bubble in your neck then, man. Because, that was one of the things that we were told. Like, don't crack your knuckles, get arthritis.
Yeah, right.
I've been cracking my knuckles all my life, and 21 years later, I don't have arthritis.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, there you go.
No, I need to crack my
people
knuckles.
Don't like the sound of it. But
no,
it
really is. It's awful. It's a terrible, terrible sound.
Yeah, so it kind of got us thinking, what were the other things that we were told that weren't true? My mother used to tell me, because she hated us sitting around on the green and like on walls and stuff, you do realise if you sit in the damp grass, you get a kidney infection.
Oh my God, my mother still says that to me.
Does she?
That you'll get a kidney infection. And I actually believe it to be true, you know. Because if you catch a chill that way...
If you what?
If you catch a chill. are you slacking the way I said catch?
Yes.
You are, yeah. Oh, look at you looking down at my Kerry accent. You up there in your high Dublin high horse. Anyhow. I actually do believe you can catch a kidney infection from sitting on something damp.
I don't think you can.
We were always.
You're more likely to catch a kidney infection if you don't.
Or a UTI or something. Not exactly a kidney infection.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. Kidney infection is a lot worse than a UTI.
Okay. Anyway, we're not here to give medical advice.
No, we certainly are not.
But come here. But my mum also said, like, you'll also get piles from sitting on the walls.
You have all those piles, though.
I don't.
You have all those piles. I told you to stop sitting on the walls.
What other things were you told that you would happen because your parents just didn't want you to do things?
If you swallow that gum, it'll stay in your bell for 10 years.
Oh, my God.
10 years.
Yes. Stop we were always bell-bell. Told
that. Yeah. Why? That's the way
it's a word for something else.
It's not. It your. That's what no, I no, say. It, bell-bell, your belly.
Stop calling it that. I'll draw you a picture of what we think think a bell bell is.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a creep.
You're the pervert.
Anyway, pervert.
All right, okay. Right. So what were the other things that you were told? Yeah, no, we were told that if you swallow gum, you get an ulcer, like a stomach ulcer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nasty.
The made-up stories slightly vary through parent to parent. Yeah.
So what were the things that you were told when you were younger that you maybe still believe as well? We were telling you the tale of Donald cracking his neck in a meeting and the entire boardroom went into convulsions of... Brother, what's that, brother? So then you were told that when growing up, you were told that you get arthritis if you keep cracking your body.
Yeah, and then it's not true. It's just a myth. Parents tell children.
What were the things that we were told?
I was told that no matter where you go, there you are, and hasn't failed yet.
And it's true.
It's very profound, Philip. Yeah.
It's nearly kind of like, where did you find your lost keys? Bet you found in the last place you looked.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
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 Wisdom.
Now you're a guru.
Guru
Cooper.
So what were the things that you were told? Like sitting on a cold, damp wall would give you a kidney infection. Una still believes that.
I still believe that.
No,
yeah.
it cannot. It has a kidney infection.
It won't help us.
Bernie's in Dundalk. Good morning, Bernie.
Hi, Bernie.
Good morning.
What were the things that you were told?
Well, my mom and dad used to tell us if we put the lights on inside the car at night time, it could cause a crash.
Well, it is against the law. That's what we were.
Is it against the law?
No, we were told that it was against the law as kids. And
told that it would cause the crash as well.
I tell my kids that causes crashes to keep the lights off.
Is that them in the background there?
No, that's the baby. She's 10 months.
Does that baby not have any kind of like radio etiquette at all? She not talk to that child. What, a 10 months? Should know better. What's that child's name?
Her name's Kyla Crazy.
Kyla?
Yeah.
Kyla, listen up. It's Cooper here from the radio. Your mother's on the radio and she's trying to do her very best and you're rooting her up. Shut up, Kyla. Santa's listening to you. I won't come to bold children.
Oh, my God.
You'll end up getting a naked bag of coal if you're lucky.
Bernie, I am so sorry. I just want to distance myself away from this human being across from me.
You know I'm only joking.
10-month-old says, shut up.
You know I'm joking. But also, come here, what was it that you heard about carrots as well?
Oh, my mum and dad used to tell us that if we eat carrots that you can see in the dark.
Is that not true?
No.
Una, can you see in the dark?
I don't know. I tell my twins if they eat their carrots, they can see in the dark. Apparently, they can.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, no, carrots you can see in the dark.
Okay.
It's just that.
And they grow hairs on your chest.
The thing is like carrots have this vitamin inside them and it does help
your eyes.
It's good eye health. But what it does, it tells your brain that you forgot that you saw in the dark. That's why kids can't remember if they saw in the dark or not.
Okay.
So.
It helps your eyesight, but I still wear glasses, even the way you can't see. It's lies.
Yeah, lies.
Yeah, blind is about myself. All right. Yeah. But listen, come here.
Have a
word with that child. It's going to be a key moment in that child's life where he's going to remember me talking to him on the radio.
You told a 10-month-old to shut up.
Yeah, or Santa won't be coming. I'm joking. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Right, thanks, Bernie.
Cheers, bye-bye. Bye.
Have a good day.
Keep it coming, 0871 102 107. What?
That got kind of awkward there.
Why?
Like, what you did to poor Kyla and Bernie.
Kyla was interrupting Bernie.
I'm scarlet for you. Like, seriously, scarlet. Poor Kyla.
You lied to your children.
You tell the children to shut up.
Yeah, the mum is on the... She knows I was joking. I was just acting the E. Just chinoise yourself. Oh, yeah, we're finding out all the truths about the things that you were told. Una still believes most of them, though.
I do.
We got this message. My grandmother always said, if you go out with your hair wet, you'll catch a dose.
You will. Oh, you 100% will. If you go out with your hair wet, right, you'll catch a chill. Which leads to a cold. So catching is leading.
Is a cold not like a viral infection? So how does having wet hair do that?
Because your body doesn't do well in cold conditions.
Okay, I go out with wet hair every single morning.
To be fair.
Oh my God.
To be fair, there's not a whole lot there. You know what I mean? There's just...
Don't be patting me on my head. Una, stop patting my head.
That's
Stop. I am not patting my head.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so my God.
It would really do much damage.
Stop patting my head. I need to have a meeting with the boss after this.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah. What did you call me, Captain what?
Slaphead.
Are you on my tears? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that is Breakfast Rolled. Hope you enjoyed it. And you, Mrs. You're off now Friday and Monday.
Today is my Friday, yeah. I'm off on Monday too. Woo! Friday, yeah. I'm off on Monday too. And guess what tomorrow night is? The Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. Are you going?
I'm going.
Oh, I'm not going.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad for you.
It's sad for you.
It is. I'll miss you.
You will.
I will.
You'd be like standing there in the corner with your coat on, ready to leave.
Oh, stop.
Where's Cooper? Can I come to your gig instead?
Where is your gig? Is it in Dublin?
Yeah.
I might come in.
It's across the other side of the Liffey, though.
Oh, no.
What?
Forget it.
It's a corporate party. You wouldn't be allowed
I wouldn't
in.
Fit in, no.
No, you wouldn't be allowed in.
Why? Because I'm not... Listen, I can be very corporate.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can be so corporate.
Right, yeah.
Right. What is it? Talking about, like, you know, financial advisory stuff.
I think they're builders.
Yeah.
But it's black tie.
It's black tie.
Yeah.
So there'll be no builder bums there.
If there is, I'll take pictures. Because I know that you like taking pictures of builders' bums, as we've learned in the past. Where when I was putting your drawers together, you stood behind me and took a picture of me arse.
I did, yeah.
There we go.
I sent it on to your wife.
Added to the collection that she already has.
Oh, God.
All right, enjoy your time off. I'm sure we'll miss you and enjoy the party as well.
Will you do me a favour?
What?
Will you take your wife to a field and let her pee? And cover her while she pees. It's a rite of passage. You need to
it's
do it.
It's not.
It so is. It'll bring you closer together. It's a trust process. Trust me.
Trust me, it's not going to happen. All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.